From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that Catskill High School students left school early on March 27th because of a broken pipe discovered beneath the building. High school students have been shifted to remote learning for the rest of the week. Superintendent Melissa A. Barrow said, and I quote, "A broken pipe was discovered under the building that was used by our science classes. The broken pipe is in an isolated area in the high school crawl space," end quote. The school said all after-school sports will meet in the middle school gym for the rest of the week. In December, the Catskill Middle School building was closed for several weeks and students moved to the high school after an old valve attached to a water main broke. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that the Association of Towns and the New York Conference of Mayors issued a joint statement March 27th applauding Governor Kathy Hochul's incentive-heavy approach to adding affordable housing in New York. The groups said in a statement, and I quote, "Housing growth targets, trans-oriented development, and state funding all remain with the addition of a strong community drive and incentive-based program in which municipalities throughout the state will be poised to participate," end quote. The state budget is due April 1st, and there should be major housing funding in the plan. Soshi Namika, the state director of the Working Families Party, said, and I quote, "There is no silver bullet solution to the housing crisis, but there are proposals currently on the table that would protect tenants from exorbitant rent increases, stem the rising tide of evictions, and end outdated zoning laws that have foreclosed on opportunities for generations of Black, brown, and working class New Yorkers," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. On March 27th, Assemblymember Chris Teague crowed about how he, and I quote, "authored, introduced, and passed a legislative resolution memorializing March 25th through 31st, 2023 as Farm Workers Awareness Week in the state of New York," end quote. But while Teague was honoring farm workers today, a month ago, he was one of the loudest advocates for not allowing farm workers to get paid the same way as other workers. On March 27th, his press release called Teague, and I quote, "a staunch advocate for New York State agriculture," end quote. On February 22nd, a Teague press release said, and I quote, "I am deeply disappointed that Commissioner Reardon did not listen to common sense, or more importantly, the farmers and farm workers impacted, and reject the downstate-driven policy that has no place in our farms," end quote. Teague was commenting on the state 10 years from now getting farm workers overtime pay in the same way as everyone else. Currently, farm workers have to work 60 hours to get overtime pay, while all other workers get overtime after 40 hours. The New York State Department of Labor is easing in the change gradually, so it will be another decade before New York farm workers get overtime pay the same way that everyone else does. Teague, a Republican, represents Greene and Schoharie counties in the Assembly. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.